Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Yes, a long-time member of the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Club, Kev Dixon, Victor Kilo 4 India Whiskey, passed away on July 7. Kev, who I met a few times at the Gold Coast Club, was an inaugural technician at BDQ 7 in Brisbane. Let's pause and remember Kev Dixon, Victor Kilo 4 India Whiskey.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I feel a warm glow as I hear and see messages that people are returning to the various arts of radio. Whether it is winter gloom or the gloom from the pandemic, I know not. But when people pop up and say, I've been away from the radio for a long time, and ask, what do I do now? It's a great sign that all isn't lost for this pursuit. For me, from the first crystal set through the years until the present, there has been a mystique about this recreation that goes beyond the hard physics and chemistry that makes it all happen. I've been and I've gone from amateur radio when the needs of family and study have been greater than the needs for the sounds of the ether. I've returned when the time has been right, but in the meantime, it has been the magazines, now so much reduced in number, that have kept me in touch with electronics and amateur radio. The solid material, the textbook stuff to learn, has been there in some aging and well-thumbed copies of manuals produced by national radio organisations. I like to relate that in one application to join a particular body, I put that my ambition was to build a better junk box. I don't know that I have succeeded in that pursuit, but a number of boxes have accompanied the household goods when we have changed residences. So it is when I read that someone is clearing out the garage and who wants some guidance in reassembling an antenna or ask how they have their license reinstated, I can relate to their story. It's my feeling that a good hobby can be challenging and rewarding and can be relegated to the back of the garage for periods of time, but for that person, for me, it will have some sort of almost instinctual attraction which draws one back to the sounds of the atmosphere, the cracks of thunder, the sounds of the world, and the increasing challenge to beat the switch mode power supplies that breed like flies in summer. And the delight of new contacts, yes, the new contacts, and the joy of meeting old contacts once more. So for all those people getting the itch to get on air again, there is no better time than now. I got my license when the sunspot numbers were high and the radio had a frisson, a buzz each time you powered on the rig. Who and where would my signals go this time? And now we have the beginnings of another sunspot cycle. And from the low-powered modes that people use to probe the signal paths to the more hefty punch of maximum power, we've been getting some interesting contacts on bands that months ago were as quiet as streets in lockdown. Welcome to all the people coming back to the fold, and may we meet on air. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q-News and Socially Speaking, Redcliffe's Amateur Radio Club car boot sale. It happens August 21, 9 a.m. for sellers. See you here next week with Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. I'm Graham, VK4BB. This is Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.